Okay, it's time for Without a Net, where I pull prompts I have not seen before from a jar. Here's the jar. And then riff on them having to do with the destruction of the planet or the end of civilization. Policing ourselves. No system of authority can maintain its hold on the people by throwing everyone into jail. No, actually, what I want to do is cheat. And if you don't want me to cheat, then you can tell everybody that I'm cheating by doing this, that I don't like the way I started, so I'm going to start over. Okay, so policing ourselves is the one that I pulled out. I didn't like how I started, so I'm starting over. And one of my favorite lines from one of my favorite heroes of all time is from Zulia Kosmodemyanskaya. She was a Russian partisan in World War II, a teenager who was caught by the Nazis, and she was tortured and mutilated and gave up nothing. The only thing she told them was her name, and she lied. And when they took her out to hang her, her last words were, "You can't hang all 200 million of us." And no police force in the world can control everyone. And so they rely on us policing ourselves. And there is much that I can't stand about Michel Foucault, including his support for pedophilia, including his hatred of women. But he did have one good idea, at least. He had more than one good idea. But one of his good ideas was he talked about Jeremy Bentham's Panopticon, where the Panopticon is a prison design where the central guard tower is kept dark and the prison cells are all radially in a radius around that, or in a circle around it, and they're all kept lit. And the point is that surveillance is always possible and never verifiable, which means that the prisoners have to verify themselves, to police themselves. And that's how we are, one way we are kept in line. Another way we are kept in line by this culture is by what Lewis Mumford called the magnificent bribe, which is where only the most half-baked authoritarian regimes simply kill everybody. Instead, what you do is you give carrots. You give just enough to people that they don't want to lose their privilege. And that's a far greater, and they also don't want to lose their, they don't want people to look at them and go, "God, they're weird." And so that is a much stronger, reinforcer than simply killing people. And so what you really want to do is to get people to fully internalize the belief that it's our military, to fully internalize the belief that it's our government, to fully, like a great line, I mentioned this before, is that George Monbiot is normally really good. He was writing somewhere about why solar and wind energy won't be sufficient. You have to have nuclear, he said, because how else are we going to get the energy we need to run our brick factories? And I'm going to change just a little bit on that and see how it sounds. Instead of saying, "How are we going to get the energy we need to run our brick factories?" how would that be if it said, "How are the capitalists going to get the energy they need to run their brick factories?" That's an example of policing ourselves, that we identify with them and we act against our own interests. And then of course this is completely happening in modern PC world and with, this is happening. If you can get someone to accept the framing conditions that you have placed upon them, You can run them anywhere in the world. Next one. Quietly with myself. I think one of the worst things that this culture does is provide more or less incessant distraction. And I know when I go on tour, at the end of the day, I feel like my skin has been abraded, and I go to the hotel room and I pull the drapes shut and I turn the lights off and I just lie in bed. Because one of the things I think is missing for most people, you know, sometimes I have to laugh because I will complain it's been a really hard day because I was only able to take two walks through the forest. And I don't know how people with children do it. I don't know how people who live regular lives do it. I don't know how people survive without having hours where they are quietly with themselves. I think that, you know, I talk about decolonizing and I talk about changing our hearts and minds. And that takes a lot of time. And it takes a lot of time sitting doing nothing. You know, I've always loved, this is kind of a joke, but I don't know who this was, but there was one poet who, when he took a nap, would put a little sign on his door that said, "Poet at work." And I'm reminded of a line by Joseph Campbell where he said that people of every age until the current one have understood that the first requirement for anything approaching a spiritual life is great amounts of leisure. And I don't mean great amounts of leisure where you can play a computer game or great amounts of leisure where you can watch television. What I mean is time where you just sit and you just, people have asked me often if I meditate, and I always say, I live in a forest next to a pond. Why would I need to meditate? And I think I'm not going to say that people sitting quietly with themselves is going to solve all the problems in the world, because there will still be sociopaths, and I think sociopaths sitting by themselves, you know, you put a sociopath in solitary confinement for decades and you let them out, and they're probably going to be a sociopath who's now been driven insane by solitary confinement, even more insane. So I'm not saying this is a solution to every problem, but I will say that sitting quietly with yourself solves a lot of problems. And then the third one, the last one for today. Oh, Jesus Christ. We still haven't done resistance. I'm going to mention this one now, and I'm going to put it back in because this one needs to be bigger than I'm going to give it credit for. Okay, but I will say this, and this just pisses me off, that there was this guy in some mayor in some town in the UK recently said, well, we're all doomed, and he got this in The Guardian. And people wrote to me to say, wow, isn't it great that this is in mainstream news now? People are really talking about this, and maybe The Guardian will interview you, and blah, blah, blah. And I wrote back, there were several people wrote me things along those lines. I wrote back and said, no, the problem here is that there's a step missing, and there's a step missing always. That basically people jumped from, oh gosh, there's no problem at all. Then they moved a little bit to, there's a problem that can be solved with, you know, solar and wind and everything. And then they jumped to the next step, which is, oh, we're all doomed and life on the planet's basically over and humans are going to go extinct. And what they always miss is that little step in between where you do whatever is necessary to save life on the planet. Every time they skip resistance. And you see this a lot with some of the doomers too, that they skip. They go from, oh, civilization's inherently unsustainable. They get that part. And then they jump immediately to, well, so this means you should garden. This means you should spend time with your family. This means you should spend time. You should just be nice. You should, I'm sorry. Where's the part about resistance? Where's the part where you, we're talking about life on the planet. And if there are any humans left 100 years from now, they are going to ask, what the fuck was wrong with you that you didn't fight like hell when the world was going down? I'm going to put that one back in because we need to talk about it again and again and again and again.